Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, there they preach the gospel. Say it out loud. They preach the gospel. And there's a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. He was born this way, obviously, from his mother's womb. Correct? So we would call this a birth defect. Don't you think? He was born. Something was wrong in his legs. The Bible says impotent. That means without strength. He had no strength in his, what does it say? In his feet. So either the muscles didn't develop right or the bones didn't develop right. Something didn't develop because his feet or his ankles, sometimes the word feet includes all that, they were not strong enough for him to stand on or for him to walk on. Birth defect. Here's a question I want you to think about. Was it the will of God for him to be born this way?
No.
There are many people that'll tell you, obviously yes, because they believe that everything that happens is the will of God. And then you got some people even try to tell you that God had this man born that way so he could later on heal him.
No.
People believe that. They teach that. Well, that's like me coming and slapping you real hard or bloodying your nose and then saying, I'm sorry, I want to do that so I could help you heal. Now I want to pray for you. If I'd have never punched you, you wouldn't need prayer.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
We don't think that's okay. If parents did that to their child, we call it child abuse.
Right.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Well, I broke his arm so I could teach him something. We think that's absolutely unacceptable. But people will say that that's all right for God to do that.
No.
Well, if it's all right for God to do it, it's all right for us to do it. He tells us to be imitators of Him.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
imitate Him like a child imitates a father. No. Birth defects are not the will of God.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
All aberrations, all mutations, all deformities are a result of the curse that's in the earth. Did you hear me? There were no such things in the beginning when God made Adam and Eve. There were no such things. And the curse is in the earth because of sin. Right? Why are there birth defects? Because of sin in the earth. Because the curse is in the earth. We may not know all the answers as to why some things happen to some and some don't happen to others. We don't know. There's a lot of things we don't know. We don't know the whole history of that person's family. We don't know a whole lot of things. We do know this. It's never God's perfect will. Did you hear me? Never is any kind of birth defect or deformity, never are these things the perfect will of God. And how many believe that all things are possible to God? He healed people who had birth defects all their life. Didn't He? Would He do it again? I believe He would. I believe it's His will. Amen? I mean, there's so many folk, both medical profession and in the religious profession, will tell people that, you know, God made you special by making you deformed, and He has a purpose in it, even if you don't understand it, and there is no hope of ever being different, but that's just the way God has chosen. But they leave out all this we've been talking about the curse and about sin. And they leave out how the people who had deformities all their life were healed by the power of God. Amen. There is hope. I said there is hope. I believe anything can be healed. I believe it literally. All things are possible to him that believes. I believe it. Amen. I believe anything could be fixed if you could believe. Anybody with me on that? So it's not hopeless. You don't have to resign yourself to the will of God, because it's not the will of God. It wasn't the will of God. Healing is the will of God. Deliverance is the will of God. Wholeness is the will of God. This man is an adult now. 25, 35, 55 years old. I don't know. An adult. And he has never taken a step in his life because he was born deformed. But on this day, something is different. How did it start? Can you find it? How did it start? Can we trace back the beginning of his miracle? How did it start? Paul's crusade team came to town. Oh, hallelujah. They had a meeting. And he preached the good news. Hallelujah. How many believe he preached it boldly? He didn't apologize for God. He wasn't rude, but he was confident. He was sure of what he was talking about. Amen. And he told them that God was good. He told them the price had been paid in Jesus. He told them they could be saved. And he obviously told them they could be healed. I'm going to prove this to you. Obviously. As he's a-preaching, something happened. Read with me. Can you help me out? What happened? There they preached the gospel. And there was there what?
Certain man
at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb who never had walked. Right? And the same heard Paul speak. Does that remind you of another verse?
Yeah.
What's the man doing? First thing that happened, preacher came to town.
Yeah.
Started preaching. Not tradition, preaching the word.
Yeah.
Preaching not bad news, good news. And this man sitting there doing what? Hearing. Hearing. Listening. Hearing. What happens when you hear the word? Oh, glory to God. Faith. Isn't it what Romans 10 says? So then faith comes by hearing. Faith doesn't come by praying for faith. Did you hear me? Millions of Christians have wasted all kind of time begging God to give them faith. The Bible never said to pray for faith.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Bible never told you faith comes by praying.
Amen.
Faith comes by
hearing.
It is written, Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the, not by people's opinions and theories and experiences, by the word of the living God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
The word concerning Jesus,
yeah.
One literal translation says. By that word, faith comes. You don't go to other people that you think have faith and say, lay hands on me and give me some faith. You don't fast and pray and beg God, please give me faith. No, get in this book. Get in this book. Get in good church services and good meetings. And read and hear. And oh, wonder of wonders, faith will come out of the spoken and the heard word and come into your being. Oh, it's an amazing thing. It's a wonderful thing. How that faith's a precious thing. It's called precious in the Bible. Faith will come into you. This man got faith to be healed. It's right there, isn't it? How do we know he had faith to be healed? Keep reading. And Paul, what? Perceiving that the man was about to get faith. Huh? Was in the process of getting some faith. No, he had, or some translation says, has faith to be healed. Let's stop right here. We just stop right here. Don't read any further. If you stopped right at this moment in time, what's going on? Paul's still preaching. The man's still listening. Does the man have faith to be healed right now? Yes, Bible said he did. Is he healed?
No.
As far as being healed manifest in his body, no. But does he have faith to be healed?
Yes,
but he's not healed. Are you getting this? Can you have faith for something and not have it?
Yes.
Yes, because faith must be released. Faith must be acted upon. This is one of my favorite healings in all the Bible. I so enjoy thinking about it, talking about it. Do you have a caption up above on your columns up here? You know how little captions? Some of them say, Paul healeth the cripple. Anybody got that? Paul healeth the cripple. Some say Paul at Lystra. Paul healeth the cripple is a lie. Men wrote that in there. That is not so. Paul did not heal this man at all. I'm not just saying that as a standard thing, because sometimes it talks about people, well, actually, we'll look at it a little bit later on, unless the Lord leads us differently, but when he was on the island, you know, they're shipwrecked, it talks about he went in and ministered healing to an individual, and that was something by the Spirit, but here, that's nothing like that. This man did not get healed through Paul's faith. This man did not get healed through gifts of the Spirit operating through Paul. This man had faith himself to be healed. He was healed on his own faith. There was no fast organ music. There was no lightning falling out of the sky or audible voices. No special gifts or manifestations of the Spirit. He heard the gospel preached. He got faith to be healed and had a miracle in his body. I'm so excited about this because this can happen anywhere, anytime, for anybody. You don't have to wait for some special move of the Spirit. This is faith he got how? By hearing the gospel. Oh, glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Crippled Man at Lystra, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1212. That's R-1212. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.